everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on this Friday, January 2nd, 2026. Hope everybody had a lovely new year. We're off and running here on the new year. A lot of new things happening for me professionally. Bill Buckmaster, along with Brendan Kraft, engineering and producing the show. Hey, Brendan, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Got some good music for us, I assume, to
always get
us in and out of our wonderful breaks. Brendan on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. We're in the central Tucson area in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio, part of the Bustos Media Broadcast Center. This is 1030 KVOI, Tucson's trusted voice for live local news and talk. Welcome to our weekly edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will be here each Friday, noon to one, continuing with the Buckmaster Show tradition that began 15 years ago with our daily show. We have our worldwide live listening and podcasting of the show, and I'm so excited about the redesign of our website, which went live about an hour ago on a couple of fine-tuning elements there, but pretty much everything is up at buckmastershow.com. When we do our live line, the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, just so excited. The vast majority, with a couple of exceptions, stayed with us, our advertisers, as we got into the weekly show. Dan Shear is here, and that's one of the traditions that continues, Dan, with the weekly show, bringing in someone like yourself, very prestigious from the news media here in town. Dan Shear, Green Valley News, Saharita Sun editor, editorial director for nearly three dozen newspapers in 13 states, owned by Sierra Vista-based WIC Communications, their newest paper in the portfolio. Dan's down in Nogales, a paper with a really storied tradition. Happy New Year to your you, Dan.
I appreciate it. And the Nogales International celebrated 100 years in 2025, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, 100 years.
So they got the centennial going. All right, here's what we've got going today. In studio, Senator Vince Leach. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm great.
Happy New Year. Made it in from Saddlebrook. And then coming along in about 5 minutes or so, we'll be joined by the gentleman who maintains for the state of Arizona, Senator, as you well know, the state tax revenue forecasting model was put together by ASU economist Dr. Dennis Hoffman. So he will be joining us as well. All right, now the formal introduction of Senator Vince Leach. He was elected to the Senate to represent Legislative District Number 11 in 2018 after serving in the Arizona House of Representatives for two terms, beginning in 2014. In 2024, he was reelected to the state Senate. Senator Leach and his lovely wife, Charlene, are natives of the great state of Wisconsin and have lived in Saddlebrook since 2007. Senator Leach has been assigned to multiple committees dealing with fiscal policies and budgeting priorities for the state most of his legislative career. So did you have an exciting New Year's Eve with you and Charlene at Saddlebrook? Did they have some kind of a ball going on up there?
I'm sure they did, but we're of the age now where went to Highfalutin, had an excellent meal, and we were home by 4:30.
What? 4:30 in the afternoon. Okay.
Yes. All right. And enjoyed football.
Well, my lovely fiancée, Darlene, and I put together.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. Very excited about what's going on there. We had a little get-together, had about a dozen people. But again, when you reach a certain age, you don't do the evening New Year's party. We had an afternoon New Year's Eve party, which was catered by our new sponsor, who we're so excited about. Some of the best Mexican food, Senator and Dan, that I have really ever tasted. El Cisne Mexican Restaurant has joined the portfolio of Buckmaster sponsors, and they're up at El Cisne stands for the Swan. not stands for, is Spanish for the word Swan. And they're on Swan, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. And they catered the party, Senator. And it was delicious. Everybody was saying, oh my gosh, that's some of the best tamales and the chimis, the chicken and the veggie chimis. Delicious. You like Mexican food.
Love it. The first question I was going to ask was, how's the guac? The guacamole is
unbelievable.
To die for?
To die for. So El Cisne and Phil Ferrante, the owner, there you go, Phil, and we'll talk you up a little bit more, but I'm glad they're on board. Senator, before we bring in Dennis Hoffman giving us kind of the economic picture, what are you expecting in 2026 as you go up to Phoenix?
I'm expecting a long session.
All the way?
Yeah, a portion. There's just
to July.
End of June.
I know.
End of June
30th.
Yeah, probably. Well, we do funny things. It may be July 1st, but we may stop the clock at 11:59.
But there's so much work, you're saying.
There is. We have Prop 123 that we did not finish last year. That's the funding for the schools, how long we're going to extend that for. And so we have that to deal with. We didn't get it through last time because there was an agreement within the majority party. And so it just didn't go anywhere. And we in the Senate were very far from what they wanted in the House. And so we've got to go back at that. The money is still there. That's the interesting thing, because it's constitutional. The money's still budgeted, but we've got to make some decisions there. The budgeting portion of it will be big. I'm glad you've got the gentleman coming in. We are looking at a substantial amount of money to incorporate the one big beautiful bill and all the steps that are involved in that. Of course, we know and have read maybe in the newspapers about the all the things that taxpayers are going to get, both on the business level and at the individual level. But digging deeper, we haven't looked at, most people haven't looked at what it's going to cost to get there. And what do I mean by that? Well, there's such a thing as an error rate. I didn't find it really a surprise, but an error rate in our SNAP program and in our ACCESS, otherwise known as Medicaid program. And we will be paying penalties if we're over a certain percentage of error rate. For example,
I've never heard of the error rate.
And I was on appropriations for all 10 years. This is my last year, and I've never heard of an error rate. But it's published every, it's a 3-year rotation. It's published every year. It's about 10 months, I'm told, past the due date that they issue the report. And right now our error rate on SNAP is about 8.3%. You get different numbers, but 8.3%. And the baseline is going to be 5%. So you're going to have to pay a penalty over and above that, and that penalty is yet to be decided. And then we come to ACCESS. And ACCESS, our last report was exceedingly low, almost unbelievably low, about 1.2 or 1.3%. But the year before, the cycle before that, we were at 21.5. That says to somebody that's been around numbers at the state level, somebody's pushing a funny button somewhere.
All right, let's bring in Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News. Go ahead, Dan.
So you're suggesting, though, that the feds have pushed a lot of costs back on the state. Has that happened, and what are those? Oh. And include unfunded mandates also.
Yeah, so take you back to a story in December of 24, I was going to Washington, D.C. for a legislative meeting, and I met Congressman Schweikert at the gate. He was going back, and we started talking about this, and he said, great move that we're going to have is going to be the big cost shift to the states. He said, make no mistake about it. He said, the government will call it, the federal government will call it cuts or downsizing, whatever. They'll give it a million names, but it's coming your way. For example, I mentioned SNAP and I mentioned Access. They are supposedly going to give us $75 million to stand that up. We already have one request from the Department of DES for $25 million just to make ready to get down to that level. We have no idea what the costs are going to be on Access yet that I've been appraised of, and I stay pretty close to those numbers coming out. So there will be some unfunded mandates that will go both ways. We may get a piece of money to use in these particular areas, but it will be, in no means will it be enough.
So while Washington is touting all of these cuts, the fact is there's not going to be a lot of relief for us on the state level. We're going to be getting it from one place or another.
Yeah, well, that's what I've said ever since I got into government. That you talk about Texas and low taxes, you talk about Kentucky and low taxes. Government will get the money to run government, whether it's a high tax state or a low tax state. They will extract from their taxpayers X number of dollars to run government as they should see fit.
Yeah, but meanwhile, Donald Trump is touting all of these so-called wins to make himself look good, and this is part of what he promised us on the campaign trail. But really, there are no wins for the taxpayer, ultimately. Would that be accurate?
Well, there's a number of wins, because what you have is, at the federal level, there's going to be a reduction in income tax. There will be that reduction. There will be a reduction I'm trying to think of the program. I've got them right here. Got the whole list. Please bear with me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Reduce the provider rate. That's
So you're saying there's going to be a big reduction?
There will be a big reduction, and the taxpayers will see it. For example, this is a smaller one. Taxpayers over are 65 years old are going to see a $6,000 reduction in that they can take off on their taxes. If you buy a new car assembled in the United States, you can write off your interest, and we're going to maintain in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we're going to maintain the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that was put in 2017. The one thing that I'm not liking about it is the government wants to increase, the federal government wants to increase the real estate allowance. We're at 10% right now. They want to increase that to 40% of what you pay. That does not benefit Arizona. That benefits the high tax states, the high real estate taxes, California, New York, New Jersey. But that's what you have to do sometimes, as bad as it is, to get the votes to get it across the finish line.
So everybody's situation is different, but if we're talking a year from now, am I going to have paid more to any government in 2026 than I did in 2025?
I would say that you're probably going to be paying less. But I can't, but without knowing all the specifics, I'm not just taking a wild guess. I'm just on a part. You're not going to be paying more at the state level. I can tell you.
No, I'm talking overall. What's coming out of my pocketbook here?
There's no increase. Sorry, Bill. I'm moving around on you.
I know.
There's no increase in state taxes. And how can I say that? Well, it takes 2/3 majority in the state of Arizona to raise taxes. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, but now we have all of these federal burdens coming our way, as you just stated. And so you're either going to have to cut those benefits to whatever the feds are pushing on us, or we're going to all have to be paying more.
Or we could cut the air rates down. This is money that we're going to get penalized on. But additionally, this is money that we're spending, your money that we're spending in air. And we're giving it to people that shouldn't be giving it.
Well, this harkens back to DOGE, which was a complete and utter failure because it promised $1 trillion in savings, and it delivered, you know, just a fraction of that. And it's almost like, you know, if we just get rid of this, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse, then everything's going to be okay. But it didn't happen this past year.
All right, let's take a break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show, Friday, weekly edition. State Senator Vince Leach is with us in studio. Dan Scheer is here from the Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, and the Nogales International. 790-2040 is our live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We're in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. And again, I hope you do, take a look at our website. We've got, Dan, one of the things I wanted to do with the redesign of the website, that's 15 years of programs. That's so much storage
that
we had to make sure that we were able to do, and we were able to do it. And it's almost become an historic document.
When you told me it was redesigned, I went on there looking for the archive number one.
Yeah.
That better be maintained.
Yeah, it is. They're all there. 15 years of shows. We keep rolling along with the Buckmaster Show. Let's take a quick break. Be right back.
A proposed $2.67 billion regional transportation plan will be funded by a half-cent sales tax if Pima County voters approve the plan and tax next March for another 20 years. The tax rate will not increase. Funding from the 2006 voter-approved plan is expected to bring a $3.67 billion economic impact to the greater Tucson region. The sales tax investment for RTA Next will lead to a similar economic impact and more than 48,000 additional jobs over the next 20-plus years. Learn more about RTA Next funding and proposed projects at rtanext.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, covering your hometown.
Travel is in my DNA. When I'm ready to start another adventure, my trip begins and ends at our local airport, Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. TUS, where it's made easy to fly. Start planning now for your next air adventure by visiting flytucson.com.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios. Senator Vince Leach is with us in studio. He'll be returning to the legislature for one more session. He said in 2025 that 2026 would be it for him. Dan Scheer's here from the Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, and Nogales International. Senator, you decided one more session and that'd do it. What was your reasoning there? Just decided this was time?
It's time.
Yeah?
It's time. And the real reason is you didn't see me hobbling in. My back and my legs are starting to give me a little fight. I'm healthy. I just went through my exam. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes that's good news. Sometimes it's bad news.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just time. I've had two operations, probably looking at a third. on my back, so that'll be potentially 4 operations in 5 years.
Wow. And unbelievable.
To keep me going.
So, I want to ask you about the tax incentives for companies that want to do these data centers. We've got them all over Arizona. Arizona is one of 36 states with tax incentives. The state of Michigan has said, you know, I don't think it's a good idea. They're going to be repealing its data center tax incentive. Why should we give these people that have so much money a tax incentive?
Well, we are in a... We come up with that question all the time.
Yeah.
Why should we do the Diamondbacks, which we did last year?
Mm-hmm.
Why should we do the football team? We do that every year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear much about it because it was done a long time ago, and it was a long range program.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these programs, particularly in the latest where you saw the competition for businesses like that was none other than Axon. And you and I think, had an opportunity to talk about Axon on the radio. I mean, Florida and Texas were almost on a daily flight up here telling them, you come to our states and you won't have to fight these hurdles of people telling you whether or not you can build more buildings or apartments. And so we go through this every year. There's two things we fight on every year. Well, three things: HOAs, and the other thing is we fight on
I just think many people just have they feel like, why give? And Dan, you know, you hear this all the time: tax breaks for Amazon and everybody else. Is it really, if we didn't do it, would they leave? You think they would?
Axon would have left. I can sit right here.
You think Axon would have left?
Axon would have left. Mm-hmm. And how do I know that? Because I sat with the founder and I said, is this a real? He said, no, we'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the truth be known with Axon is that the only one pushing on the board of directors to stay here was, in fact, the founder.
Mm-hmm.
The board of directors said, we're crazy. Why are we putting up with this harassment here in the state of Arizona? We can go to Florida tomorrow, or we can go to Texas.
And for those that aren't familiar with that company, what do they do?
Well, they started with the taser. That's where they start.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just expanded into all police items. They're now, a $44 billion company.
Mm-hmm.
And we fought because I think it wouldn't be judicious on my part do everything to keep them here, keep that income here, keep those jobs here.
Mm-hmm.
We can say on a larger scale, not just specifically to the data centers, we can say, yeah, we don't want this anymore. Well, then we're not going to have any people coming anymore, and then we're not going to have money. Mm-hmm. All these programs that we talked about so far, and more to come, take money.
Mm-hmm. Dan Scheer, the Green Valley News.
People are concerned about election integrity going into 2026, and everyone's talking about the midterms and has been for quite a while. Do you expect to be reading a lot of election-related legislation here in the next few weeks?
There's already a bill likened to the Florida example where they moved it up. We had bills like that last year. I expect to see at least one, if not more, election bills.
All right, let's go to the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Caller Matt would like to join in the conversation with Senator Vince Leach. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, Senator, you know, the flat tax, and I know you sort of covered it a little bit here in Arizona at 2.5. Is that a reasonable amount to bring in gross receipts that make us competitive around the country? I mean, competition requires that we have an education system here in the state of Arizona to fund our universities and to fund public education. Between the 2.5 and between throwing away a lot of money on these ESAs that just has no return, we just, you know, the school system in Arizona is not doing what it needs to do. One last thing is we need more police officers. How do we fund these things if we do not have tax gross receipts that increase? The budget is just not big enough. Thank you.
So after the 2.5% flat tax was passed, I believe it was, well, it was at the end of calendar year 22, my last year in there, which would have been in fiscal year 23. We carried forward $2.5 billion. It's B, billion dollars. Mm. So we had taken into account the wants, needs, as best we could, the wants, needs, and what everybody was looking for coming on down the road. That included education, included jails, included, we've had increases, not enough. I would agree with the caller on this. I would agree that we need to do more on the police. In fact, that's why I voted against the last budget that we had before us, because there wasn't enough increase in there for police. We have, our tax collections now have exceeded, and this is, unless you get into the weeds, you'll never know this. Our tax collections now at the 2.5% flat tax are greater than before with our tax collections. So it's not the tax collections went away. In fact, they have increased. They have increased because people continue to come here. Well, they have continued to come here. The situation we're in now, and you hear the governor candidates talking about it, on the Republican side, we are now 49. We used to be in the top five of states of companies wanting to come here. We're now up in the high 40s with people not wanting to come here like they did. Right before COVID, we had 300 people a day moving to the state of Arizona. Granted, most of them went to the Valley, but they went to work. Mm-hmm. That's because companies were coming here, putting people to work. We're not seeing that now. And so there will be a pushback on receipts.
All right, I want to ask you about this. I don't know if we should take this serious, Dan Scheer and Senator Leach, that one of your colleagues in the legislature is seeking what's called a Trump derangement syndrome study. Is this a joke or is this for real?
Well, if it's on government issued, it's real. I'm not sure.
This is a state Republican lawmaker, Senator Jane Shamp.
Yeah, Senator Shamp
of Surprise, Arizona, is directing of the health department, the state health department, using taxpayer dollars, Dan Scheer.
That's right.
To do this study. What in the world is this about? Well,
there's a lot of bills that get put forward. We have them every year that are just
they're vanity bills that get publicity, but they don't go anywhere.
There you go. No, I can't. We haven't assigned any bills to any committees. This bill will probably go to the Senate. It will probably go to the Health Committee. Because the Health Committee, all committees in the Senate have a Republican majority. It will get passed out of there. I doubt that it gets traction in the House.
How many bills usually are entered in a legislative session?
1,700 bills.
1,700?
Yep.
And how many of them would you say are like this one, not worth listening to?
I don't know if I can say this on the radio. Too damn many. Yeah. And I will tell you, no matter who is, I've served under two speakers of the House and two presidents of the Senate. A lot of them go, they have to be first read, they have to be assigned to the committee, but a lot of them go in the bottom drawer. They're just not heard, and it happens on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bill right now to talk about illegal immigrants coming in and how we should rename them because the Democrats don't like that name. Mm-hmm. And I told my committee chair on that we should hear that bill.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get it out in the open because they call us on the carpet all the time for saying illegal immigrants.
Hmm.
So I don't know, Bill. I kind of shook my head when I saw it. I think it's a little over the top. I just hope we don't spend too much time on it.
What about this one from your buddy Senator Kavanaugh, turning some schools, abandoned schools, into job centers? Think that might get
so in
go
2021? I passed a bill because we have school. We have schools that are standing empty.
Right.
And in fact, we have schools that are standing empty, and we have charter schools that want to grow, but the school districts won't sell to charter schools. And in committee, it was brought up that they don't want to sell to charter schools because they consider them competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, if this was in your district, let's say you live in the same district, they're charging you. Mm-hmm. You have to pay taxes on that building, and you have to keep it up, and you have to maintain that building.
Hmm. Let's talk about
They ended up selling that building, and I'm not going to remember the district.
Well, while you're thinking of the district, I want to talk about El Cisne, my favorite Mexican restaurant.
Should have had some guacamole.
We should have brought some of that guac from our New Year's Eve party that El Cisne catered. I'm telling you, folks, this is outstanding Mexican food, and they're located northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. El Cisne restaurant is owned by restaurateur and retired golf professional. My goodness, Phil Ferranti won some big golf tournaments, Dan Scheer, the owner.
Know the name.
And, you know, he's doing a terrific job. They manage not only to serve a lovely dinner of Mexican food, but they also do some outstanding catering. And that's what we had done for our New Year's Eve party. So check it out. El Cisne, fine dining Mexican restaurant, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. And you'll be hearing a lot more about El Cisne on the weekly Buckmaster Show. And of course, all of our partners, there's links on our newly designed website for all of the partners, a link to what all of these wonderful people have to offer.
Bill, but, I have to ask.
Yes.
I'm a guac person.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to have good chips to go along with it.
I can tell you the chips were unbelievably good. And the amount of chips that El Cisne dished out for our party of 12, I kid you not, at least 30, there were enough chips for 36 people. In fact, we sent people home with chips. There were so many chips at El Cisne. All right, let's go to the live line. Sharon has called in on the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Go ahead, Sharon.
Thank you so much. I have a question for Mr. Leach. What is the state legislature going to do to improve the Department of Child Services? In 2025, well, in the last few years, starting with COVID, there have been so many cases of children in the foster care system who get lost and then they're found murdered or put into the sex trade, and hundreds of more cases of children who are neglected, and even though the school reports them or a relative reports them, the Department of Child Safety does not investigate. So I feel like the welfare of the children in our state is declining, and the Department of Child Services has to be better staffed, better trained, better relationships with law enforcement. I'm just interested in what the legislature is thinking. Thank you.
So, Sharon, thank you for the question. You're not going to get any argument from me on most of those topics. It's a little known fact that the Department of Child Safety pulled out the security in some of the homes, all in an effort to save money. Saved about $6 million, I'm told. And it's those kinds of things that happen that you don't hear about until a Sharon calls or somebody calls and say, what are you doing about this? What are you doing about that?
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems, and this is not directly to your question, Sharon, but it points to a larger problem. Whether we believe it or not, Arizona is now a big boy state.
Mm-hmm.
We're a big boy state. We've got the population. We've got the industry. We're not only copper. We have all this coming in. We have got to be in session up there more than we are. Now, some would say, Vince, you're a small government person. Yeah, but I will tell you, and it's pretty well known fact, that when we leave at the end of June or March, if we're lucky, when we leave, that's when the departments do what they want to do.
Should this be a full time? I mean, you go up there and you serve from January to July, or hopefully before July 1st. Should this be a year-round legislature?
It should be some sort.
Some vehicle that can get everybody back.
Get everybody to take a look at this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna, we do have Dennis Hoffman, the ASU economist, Dr. Dennis Hoffman, who built and maintains the state tax revenue forecasting model used by the Executive Budget Office of the state of Arizona. Professor Hoffman, director of the Center for Competitiveness and Prosperity Research in the office of the ASU University Economist, and he's a professor of economics in the W.P. Carey School of Business. Professor, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, but my apologies, gentlemen, for being a bit tardy. But, Bill,
no,
I'm here now and happy to engage with the conversation.
Good. Let's do a little bit of, let's stay with Professor Hoffman, Brendan, for a couple of minutes. Then we'll take the break, and then we'll keep the professor over. But generally, Professor Hoffman, what kind of news do you have for State Senator Vince Leach and his colleagues who will be meeting in just a couple of weeks there at the Capitol? Go ahead.
No pressure there, is there?
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, I actually think that what the legislators are going to hear and see once they get there, and then they'll hear from the executive as usual, but then they'll also hear from the Finance Advisory Committee run by the JLBC, and I think we'll be fairly consistent this year. I think FAC numbers in January will be substantially higher than they were in October. And there's some reasons for that. We've had a very good fall for the corporate income tax. It seems that some of the new businesses that we've been reading about are certainly here and prospering. And when they prosper, they pay taxes. Individual income tax has been solid, and capital gains look like another banner year for capital gains. The sales tax is okay, but it's a bit lackluster. Essentially, revenues in the whole are better than, let's say, the job market seems to be. Job market seems to be very slow in Arizona right now, but we're finding a way to generate revenue. And that's, I think, from our well-to-do taxpayers, our corporations, and for those that are earning capital gains.
All right, we're going to take a two-minute break. Then when you come back, Senator Leach will have a question for you, as will Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News, and Sarita Sun, and most recently, the well-known paper celebrating its centennial, the Nogales International. Okay, take a quick break. Then we're going to be back on the Buckmaster Weekly Show. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bvtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, the weekly edition. We're going to be here each Friday now in 2026. Senator Vince Leach is our Friday Focus interview. Dan Scheer is here, my co-media anchor. We always will be doing that on Fridays, continuing that tradition. Dan from Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, where he's the editor. He's also taken on additional responsibility with the Nogales International. And on the live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, ASU economist Dr. Dennis Hoffman, who built and maintains the state tax revenue forecasting model that's used by the Executive Budget Office of the state of Arizona. Senator Leach, a question for Dr. Dennis Hoffman.
Yeah, Doctor, thank you for, you know, I like that it looks to be higher. I'm always
the
looking,
tax revenue looks to be
yeah,
higher.
The tax yeah. revenue looks to be higher. I'm always afraid of that dark cloud that's coming on the horizon that we don't see.
The so-called black swan. Hopefully, no.
What keeps you up at night as far as revenues for the state of Arizona?
Well, when we really struggle, Mr. Leach, when we really struggle, I think everybody remembers it's national recessions, you know, that really have the ability to pull us down. You know, the last major long-term downturn was the Great Recession that was, you know, associated with a overbuilding in real estate and real estate collapse. And that has haunted us since, by the way. We've underbuilt real estate since, which is part of our affordability problem. So a national recession keeps me up late. You know, natural disasters, and I guess the only thing close to a natural disaster in Arizona really would be, you know, water issues or some massive power outage in the middle of the summer. I mean, that's if you want to think catastrophically or darkly, you know, that would be a worry. The fiscal side of the house has been really pretty strong, and that's been despite significant changes in our tax rates. As you well know, our tax rates are substantially lower on the individual income tax side than they've been prior to say 2021, and we have less revenue as a result. The one concern I've got is the pace of retail sales. And I think what's going on there is you've got a very strange things going on with commodity price inflation. It's been a downturn. The tariffs are going to put legs under it, and we should see higher prices going forward if indeed we have tariffs. I mean, one day we have them, and the next day I find you know, that furniture and appliances are no longer going to be tariffed. So it's hard to know. We've got a lot of uncertainty. We need to get rid of the uncertainty.
All right, let's go to Dan Scheer, Green Valley News, Saharita's son. Go ahead, Dan.
For the layman and trying to figure out the economy, there's a lot of fun with numbers going on with politicians.
Oh.
So what should the average person be relying on or looking for to determine whether the economy is good or not?
Well, that's a wonderful that's the question of the day. I was tearing my hair out over that this morning, actually. I found out that we only have labor market data for the state of Arizona through September. I found out that we're going to get October and November in about a week, and then we'll get December, the end of the month. But then guess what? It all gets revised in March. So I think by the end of March, we'll know pretty much what the year 2025 was. We don't think it was very good. It looks pretty much lackluster, pretty much no new job creation on net in the state. All I can tell you based, and I talk with these folks firsthand that are employed to monitor the surveys that are sent out for the labor market, and they do the absolute best job that they can. I think that there's a lot of concern about the accuracy of data. I'm concerned about accuracy of data only to the extent of reporting. We have businesses that are not reporting in the ways and in the intensity that they have historically. I'm concerned that, you know, if you have good news, you report it. If you don't have great news, you're hesitant to report it. Same with respect to surveys of individuals on ethnicity. You know, can you imagine the government calling you today and saying, hey, this is the federal government. Were you born in the United States? we our data on ethnicity and foreign born is just going to be, who knows, I think, for the next couple of years. So it's a challenge. I don't think there's a mass conspiracy out there. It's just part of the uncertainty cloud that has come over us here, you know, over the last year or so.
All right, Dr. Dennis Hoffman, Happy New Year to you, Dr. Hoffman, and thank you for weighing in on our weekly Buckmaster Show. Appreciate it. We'll talk with
you
down the line.
Happy to be here, Bill, and again, my apologies for being tardy.
No problem. We got you certainly on the show. Luckily, we've got the full hour. Thank you, sir.
See you in January.
All right.
Okay.
Senator Vince Leach, thank you for coming down from Saddlebrook. And I hope you have a good legislative session. We'll check in with you, I'm sure, along the way. And Dan Scheer, good luck, and we'll be checking in with you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Happy New Year to all of you. Coming up next, Weekend Watch with 101.7, The Drive, our sister station. A lot going on this first weekend in 2026. Leslie Lois will be standing in the wings and give us the update on what's going on this weekend.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Attend an upcoming question and answer session hosted by the Regional Transportation Authority. To learn more about the proposed $2.67 billion Regional Transportation Plan voters will consider next March. The proposed improvements, if approved, will reduce congestion and support cleaner air, enhance network reliability, safety, and efficiency. A half-cent tax to fund RTA Next, if approved, will replace the current tax, resulting in no change in the current tax rate. The Q&A sessions, which are being held across the region, include in-person and virtual events. Learn more or sign up at RTANext.com.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
This is your captain speaking. Thank you for flying with Tucson International Airport, where you can avoid the hassles, long lines, and the expensive parking of the Phoenix Airport. Skip the traffic, breeze through security, and park with ease, all while supporting your community. Every flight from TUS brings more destinations and better connections right here to Tucson. So next time you're planning a getaway, remember, fly easy, fly local, fly TUS. This is your captain signing off. We're cleared for takeoff.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Starting Friday, January 2nd, join us each Friday for the Buckmaster Show, featuring our Friday Focus newsmaker interview and our Reporters Roundtable, plus Weekend Watch with 101.7 The Drive. That's the Buckmaster Show every Friday at noon on 1030 KVOI The Voice, Tucson's only source for live local news and talk. Brendan, pulling out a little Queen there to take us into a Weekend Watch on the Buckmaster Show weekly edition. And again, a quick plug for how terrific the new Buckmaster Show website looks. My team of very young and innovative web people put together a terrific redesigned website, which went live just this morning. So take a look at what we are doing and what we're going to be doing here in 2026. It is time for Weekend Watch with 101.7 The Drive, presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just an easy 3 to 4 hour drive to a lot of fun in the land of enchantment. Leslie Lois is with us. Hey, Happy New Year, Leslie, to you and the team at The Drive.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve?
I did. We went to the Roadrunners played on New Year's Eve, and then we went to my mother-in-law's for a party and played rock band. And
yeah, what was the deal with that Happy New Year hat that you had on? I saw your Facebook page. That was too cool, that black Happy New Year hat. You were very much into it, it looked like, from those pictures.
Yes,
with you and the family.
I had a lot of fun.
Okay, so New Year's is over, but it's always nice to have a weekend.
Oh, absolutely. And there's still a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I thought this was really kind of cool. You know the white owls?
Uh-huh.
They're beautiful. Well, you could paint one. You could have a winter white owl that you could paint. This is happening tonight. It's an owl perched against a soft white background, and you get step-by-step paint class for beginners. So this is happening tonight over at 3618 East Pima Street, and it's $40.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 6:30 to 8:30. It's Paint and Create with Tegan. I think that's kind of cool because I picture that owl in my head.
Yeah.
And also, I got to tell you now, I know the holidays are over, but there's a number of holiday lights displays still going on
weekend. It's really a lot of people do celebrate till January 6th, which is the feast of the Epiphany, and that's kind of, you know, the 12 days of Christmas. Well, we're still in it. So it's still I've still got my little tin tree up from Mexico, and I'm actually thinking about keeping it up all year, but that's another story. Go ahead.
We've got zoo lights that are ending on, they end on the 4th. That will end, so still time for you to go check that out. Lights Up, the Festival of Illumination over at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, actually going on to the 11th, and that's $23 and up depending on the day you go. And the weather this weekend actually would be perfect to some ice skating.
It will be very kind of crisp, and the rains are over. Everything looks so darn fresh.
Oh, it's awesome. So yeah, go do the Tucson Holiday Ice and do some ice skating outside. I love Agatha Christie. I love her books, and I love her movies, and this is kind of cool. Murder on the Orient Express is going to be shown at the Loft Cinemas tomorrow at 11 o'clock, so maybe go check out a movie, and then maybe go downtown and go ice skating.
They do such a nice job at the Loft, don't they? It's
terrific.
I know. Terrific. Yeah.
Oh, I love all the stuff they do. Yuletide is still going on as well at Old Tucson Studios, or maybe you want to do some shopping after Christmas cash.
I'm telling you, this is when those bargains really are appearing. Have you seen some of the discounts on Christmas merchandise?
Oh, yeah. My husband just texted me this morning.
Practically giving it away, 70-80%, you know.
Yep.
So if you want to think about having it for next Christmas, it's there, right?
Yeah. There's the Foothills Community Markets going on. That's from 10 to 3 tomorrow. They have vendors with yard art and home decor, jewelry, baked goods. And you can always find something good at St. Philip's Plaza Market that also happens on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 3. Mm-hmm. You always can find something yummy to eat. Plus the beautiful courtyard there with Union and stuff. It's always a really cool place to see.
We will be listening to you and the team, Leslie Lois, at 101.7 The Drive. Thank you very much. And again, Happy New Year to The Drive team. Our thanks to my assistant, Rosemary Brandt, engineer producer Brendan Kraft, the entire team at KVOI and Bustos Media. And let me quickly say, The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for the content. We will see you next Friday.